This is Dave Gloetz. On the phone with me is the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Thanks for having me, young man.
Today we're talking about your article titled Do the Math, which appears in the Chicago Reader on November 25th, 2010. And in this article, you take apart your Cook County property tax bill, sort of a public service you're doing for the readers of the Reader, showing what is charged and why it's so darn big, the bill that is.
Yeah.
One of the things I got from your article is it appears that homeowners who don't appeal their property taxes compensate for those who do by paying higher taxes.
Right.
Does this seem like a built-in way to appease and therefore silence the taxpayers that are actually paying attention and upset and might actually do something about the fact that their bill is so high?
Yeah, wow, you hit it right on the head. I mean, our insanely complicated property tax system serves many functions, and one of them is to pacify the public. So you have this very complicated system that probably even people who run it aren't intending to, just inevitably going to result in sort of all sorts of errors. And so there's this out by which enraged property taxpayers can get some sort of redress, you know, that calms down the folks who are most upset. So I guess defenders would say, well, Ben, that's just the beauty of the system. It has protections built into it to right wrongs.
But those protections are actually inequities.
Exactly. Those protections are inequities, and they only exacerbate the most essential flaws of the system, which, of course, is that it is a system, and like any system, it can be manipulated by those who know the code, so to speak. And I know the code. I have no excuse. I just did not participate. I did not take advantage of the appeal process. Not that I would have won. I might have appealed and then lost, in which case I'd be right back where I started.
That's hard to imagine. That you would have lost.
Well, you know, I don't know. I remember one interview I had with Joe Barrios, who was going to be the assessor and is now on the Board of Review, and that's the body, of course, that oversees reviews or appeals. He told me, I believe, 75% of appeals are granted in some form or another by the Board of Appeals. So it's a system where the odds are in your favor if you appeal.
It seems to me that maybe the reason some of those 25% don't make it is they just don't have a very good appeal. In other words, having done it, I think if you take the trouble to actually find comparable homes that are being taxed less, and they're not hard to find, then you're going to win.
You're probably right. They probably didn't have a strong case, although I don't know it. I forget how many million parcels of land per property were, or hundreds of thousands. It's a tremendous number of appeals. And each year it goes up. So I forget the exact number, but I'll bet you within that number of appeals, there are people who feel as though they were wrongly denied. So somewhere, someplace, you can be sure there are unhappy appellants.
Well, I won't say that people should call our toll-free hotline to learn how to appeal. We're not doing that.
So when did you appeal?
I think the last time I appealed was 2 years ago. I got like a $300 reduction.
So they reduced the amount of
my taxes.
The dollar amount that you paid, $300?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, there you go. I pick 300 at this point. But, you know, it's hard for me to moan and groan too much. I was at a party last night, and this gentleman was telling me about his property tax bill, and he lives in Highland Park, and I think it was $26,000, which is more than three times the amount I pay. So I guess everything is relative. Of course, he probably makes more money than I do.
Well, he also chooses to live in Highland Park.
Yes, and I choose to live in Chicago.
Well, my next question is, to whom ultimately can citizens turn for changing this system? I mean, which public officials are accountable? If we go through your article and look at the various government bodies that have their hand in calculating and levying the tax, we have the assessor, who is an elected county elected position who controls the assessed value of the home. So that's one component of the tax calculation. The Board of Review is not really part of the tax calculation. They're the people you go to if you want to game the system and do the appeals. It seems to me the big one is the General Assembly, the legislature, because it controls, if I'm not mistaken, the assessable rate and the equalizer or the multiplier.
The problem is not with any one of those bodies that you named, except for the last one, General Assembly. And the real issue here is that property taxes are picking up a greater burden, or too great a burden, of the cost of government. So we either have to drastically reduce government's cost, which I don't see happening anytime soon, or we have to shift the burden somehow or other from the property tax to another tax, Governor Quinn talks about this when he talks about raising the state income tax, particularly the portion paid by the wealthiest people in the state of Illinois, and then having some sort of corresponding reduction in the property tax, offsetting reduction in the property tax. There have been people in Illinois talking this point for years, and it doesn't really go anywhere because there's so much such strong opposition to raising the income tax. I think ultimately in my case, which I'm surprised you haven't reminded me, it's all really my fault anyway because I didn't vote for the Green Party candidate for Governor Rich Whitten.
You'll remember it on your own. I don't have to remind you.
No, I've tossed and turned at night because this is one of his, of course, themes and platforms. It's one he's articulated well over the years. In my defense and in Quinn's defense, I think Quinn, the Democratic candidate who won, is far more progressive than his Republican opponent and is at least talking about raising the state income tax. But the bottom line is government spends too much money and is far too dependent on the property tax.
I think we'll leave it there. Ben Jarabsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, David.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.